Hey everyone, welcome back to the Consultant CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Brashana Miller. On this podcast, we talk about all things business, leadership, operations, building your team, and really scaling your business so that you can elevate in your inner CEO role. And this is designed for B2B consultant women who consult with client organizations. And on today's episode, we're talking about delegation, but really more so specifically about the things that you're doing that you really love to do in your business, the things that make you an expert. Some of these things are actually holding you back. So I'm going to be talking about how to love your business on a different level as a CEO. Tune in, and I look forward to chatting with you all on the next episode. Big advocate of delegation. I think it is very empowering and something that I think every business owner should think about sooner rather than later in their business. Meaning, I don't think you should start delegating until you have burned your wick all the way down to nothing. You're burnt out. You're overwhelmed. I think that when you are really fully focused on being a leader in your business, and it is something that you actually do and not just something that you talk about, then wait until you are just completely burnt out and overwhelmed and just feeling stressed, and then you just have to take a break and all those things. That's really not showing up as a good leader. So self-care is really a part of leadership. Self-care is also about delegation, taking things off of your plate so that you can grow, elevate, and develop as a leader in your business. When it comes to delegating, there's a message that you will hear most of the time when it comes to delegating. Pass off tasks or hand off tasks to team members, or whether you outsource or hire, is to just hand it off to people, especially if it's a task that you don't enjoy doing. Now, I'm a big advocate that if it's something that you really don't enjoy doing, then chances are it's not something that's in your strengths. It's not a part of your wheelhouse. It's not your zone of genius. And so that's more than likely why you don't. However, this is where a lot of business owners are getting stuck, and it is causing them to either plateau in their business, they're not able to increase their business revenue, and really not step up more into their role as a CEO and leader of their business and see themselves as a leader and see that you and your team are way bigger and better than the results that you are currently generating for yourself. So in order for you to really see that and understand that, if you believe that if you don't like it, you don't enjoy it, it's not your strengths, it's not your skills, not your expertise, it's not your wheelhouse, you want to pass it off, then absolutely. But then I think that also leaves the concept or the message that if it's something that you really enjoy, then it's okay for you to keep doing it. And I really don't think that that is the case. But I also think that that is where a lot of business owners are getting stuck, and it is allowing them or causing them to keep their head in the sand, keep their head in the weeds, and really just get stuck in the day-to-day minutia of their business when they could be focusing on higher level tasks. Because everyone is telling you, do what you love. You shouldn't be doing everything that you love in your business to the point where it's keeping you stuck in the minutia of your business. You got to that point where you outsource a few things. And then the first thing you may have done, more than likely, what most people tend to do is they will outsource their email, or they will outsource, calendar management and all those things, right? Like those administrative tasks. Those are the things that usually get outsourced first. So you take those things off of your plate, and you're still keeping yourself at the fulfiller level or the implementer level. You do that because you enjoyed it. It's why you started your business. And so because of that, you're like, yes, this is my love. This is what you're going to do. This is what I do. And you're going to keep doing more of it. And even though you may love that, that doesn't necessarily mean that you should continue to do those things at that level. So doing what you love, I think, has different levels, because you can be a fulfiller. If you want to really elevate yourself and take on that leadership role and lead your team and develop your team and really grow into the CEO role of your business, come more and more out of the minutia and come more and more out of the weeds and the day-to-day things, is that you're not going to be able to stay at the fulfiller level. You have to learn how to do what you love, but not allow what you love to keep you stuck. do what you love, but make sure that what you love to do is not keeping you stuck. And I think that is what's happening. You delegate the things you don't like, but then the things that you do like, you keep on your plate. And so you just stay where you are. The solution usually is that you go hire another team member to do some other things so that you can do more of the things that's keeping you stuck. You can actually outsource that. You can delegate that to a team member, train someone to do it. Basically, duplicate yourself. You can outsource the things that you don't love, but really you should also think about, are you doing something you really love? And is that thing that you love keeping you stuck? Even in a corporate structure, as you grow and as you elevate in your role in a corporate structure, you move away more and more and more from the actual expertise that got you into the job. And so while you still have that expertise, the way in which you operate and show up in your expertise evolves and it grows as you grow. You may have been used to gathering reports and compiling reports and then sending it up. But then as you get promoted, then maybe you're not the one submitting the reports. You're the one now receiving the reports and then doing maybe some additional analysis. And so while you're still focused on that particular niche or that particular area of the business or of the company, the way you are showing up and the way you are providing your knowledge and expertise is not the same as if you were just getting into that job. It's the same concept when it comes to your business, your company. Eventually, you have to learn how to elevate your expertise. Elevate your expertise, meaning just because you love what you do doesn't mean you stay on the ground floor of doing what you do. At some point, you've got to go up to the CEO suite of your expertise, meaning you can still do what you love, but you have to learn how to love it from a different level. You have to learn how to love what you do from a different level so that you're not staying stuck, because you cannot sit at the top or elevate and grow in your role and still be stuck in the day-to-day hands-on stuff of your business. And I know that can be really difficult to do because it's what you love. It's what got you started. It's what gives you joy. But I want you to realize that there are levels. There are levels to this, and it can be very difficult to learn how to operate and show up in your expertise from a different level. And that's because you've been so used to actually staying in this one little area, being in that area, that zone of expertise where you're functioning and fulfilling. At what point are you going to realize that just as if the same way when you were in your career is that you have to learn how to elevate, and you can't elevate and then stay on the ground floor at the same time. What is keeping you stuck and burning you out is that is what you're trying to do. You're trying to elevate in your role and stay on the ground floor, staying in the minutia. And what happens is you get burnt out, you get overwhelmed, you spread yourself thin. The idea is that, well, if you bring on another team member, then that will kind of free up some of your capacity so that you can just take on more things. If you don't learn how to let go, and if you don't learn how to empower your team members with the knowledge that they need, with the vision that you have for your business, your company, and if you don't put the confidence, release the confidence into your team members to do what you have brought them on to do, because more than likely, the person you have outsourced or delegated a task to can probably do a whole lot more than what they're currently doing. But if no one comes to challenge them as the leader of your company and the person who has brought on this team member to help you, if you are not taking on the responsibility to challenge the people who are there to support you in your vision, if you are not taking on that challenge to help them grow so that you can grow, the leadership is all for naught. Because one thing that leaders do is they produce other leaders and they help grow. They help grow and develop other people. To say, oh, I'm a leader. Oh, I'm a CEO. Oh, I'm this. It's easy to say, but leadership is a talk that is walked. It's something that is outwardly expressed, whether in front of others or behind the scenes, but it's always being walked out. And it's not something that you walk out alone, because if you're only focused on developing yourself, but you're not developing the other people that are supporting you, then you're not really showing up as a leader. A good place to start is to think about, if you love what you do, I really want you to think about, are the things that you are doing that you claim you love keeping you stuck? Either because you don't think your team members are going to do it as good, they're not going to stick up with it, they're not going to do it fast enough, they're not going to do it good enough, or just simply because you're just afraid to really step up and let go and really start to embrace the next level of leadership in the role of your CEO that is waiting for you. That can be very daunting, because leadership is not easy. Because you're in that position, that means that you have what it takes. You do do yourself a service, you do your team members a service, you do your industry a service when you are stepping up and showing up in the role that you are in. And part of that starts with delegating, and not just the things that you don't love, but also delegating the things that you do love. Knowing that you can still grow, you can still focus on your area of expertise. It's just at the next level. I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to chatting with you all very soon.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Consultant CEO Podcast. If you learned something new or gained more insight, share it with us. Head over to iTunes, go to the Consultant CEO Podcast, subscribe to the show, and leave me a review so that we can create a bigger impact together. Until the next time, be the extraordinary CEO that you are meant to be, and I'll see you on the next episode.